August 26, 1862. I was unable to sit back any longer and simply watch the horrors of war affecting our Union. I had to take a stand, so I contacted Dorothea Dix, who is a medical reformer. I'm anxiously awaiting my assignment, thrilled to help in any way I can. September 1st, 1862. I finally received my placement as a hospital volunteer and just arrived in Maryland. The war is far worse than I ever anticipated. The sounds of whistling bullets and roaring cannon fire is deafening. I'm terrified of nightfall and what dangers it could possibly bring. The camp seems chaotic and I notice a definite lack of supplies. Reportedly, the Sanitary Commission is headed this way to replenish them. September 4th, 1862. News from Washington was received today. Lee's army is headed north towards Harper's Ferry. We've received no replenishments yet. So far, the little aid I've contributed is wrapping the wounds of soldiers. I can hear the cries of those men who require amputation and admire their strength. I feel so helpless. I am frightened by the approach of the Confederate Army. I heard the generals whispering, discussing the placement of the Army of Potomac and the additional troops that are needed to the surrounding areas. September 14th, 1862. Tension is thick, as it's rumored that Lee's army is nearing Antietam Creek. Our troops do have good news, however, with a copy of Lee's Special Orders 191. We feel as though we have an upper hand in the upcoming battle. The realities of war are hitting close to home with the increase of soldiers treated each day. September 16th, 1862. General McClellan came through our station ensuring additional troops will be arriving today. I've overheard McClellan's plan to attack tomorrow with the influx of troops. Anxiety is high as we all await tomorrow's outcome. September 17th, 1862. Our troops advance first thing this morning. Even from a distance, I can hear the screams of shells and the screams of soldiers. It is noisy, confusing, and terrifying. The thick cloud of gunfire can be seen from the station. We are preparing the camp for the inevitable number of wounded soldiers. Despite the fact that we have outnumbered their men 2-1, I've heard both sides have experienced significant loss and bloodshed. Later that evening, we are overwhelmed with the number of wounded soldiers needing aid. The death toll is staggering. I've never experienced such human loss and devastation. I hope resolution comes soon, as our camp can't handle much more, and neither can I. September 20th, 1862. We squeaked out a narrow victory against the Confederates. However, there was little celebration. Overall, 6,000 men were killed and many more wounded. We are still attending to the soldiers at our station. I'm not certain of my next placement or when I will return home.